You're listening to SBS News.
Within the next 3 years, Australia is set to hold its first referendum in 23 years on an Indigenous voice in Parliament. However, the 2009 National Human Rights Consultation indicated that the Australian public lacked awareness of the nation's political and legal system, constitution and referendum procedures. Constitutional law professor emeritus Cheryl Saunders says while little has changed over the years, educating people about it can spark their interest.
And I suspect there's not a huge level of knowledge in the community, but I doubt that Australia's particularly unusual as far as that's concerned. But I think that when particular issues come along, whatever it may be, then people take a greater interest and you are likely to find the levels of interest rising, levels of interest and information rising. But we've got to do what we can to help people to understand these issues.
A referendum is a national vote on a particular issue to potentially change the constitution. It is a mandatory vote, just like in a federal election, where people must agree or disagree with a proposal, law or political problem put forward by the federal government. It requires a double majority to pass and at least 4 to 6 states to say yes.
So the parliament passes that initial piece of legislation saying what needs to be changed. Okay, what they think should be changed, and then the referendum is held. Once the referendum is completed and the people themselves have had their say on whether they're prepared to agree to this change or not, then it's just a matter of changing the text of the constitution. It doesn't need to be done by the parliament. It's done by the government printer, if you like, or probably parliamentary council, in fact. Sections will be removed from the constitution or added to it, depending on what the change is.
There have been 19 referendums proposing 44 amendments to the constitution since 1901, but only 8 have been approved. Ms. Saunders claims a better understanding of a referendum can increase its likelihood of success.
Part of the story of trying to build a campaign for success at a referendum. Help people to understand what it's about, why it's needed, and why it's important to vote yes. And really, with each of the successful referendums, that could be done and obviously was done. Now, the most important of those that have been successful, one of the most important at least, was the referendum in 1967. To remove the exclusionary references to Indigenous people from the Constitution. And that referendum was extraordinarily successful.
The Uluru Statements from the Heart called for constitutional recognition of a First Nations voice in Parliament and has been backed by a referendum commitment from the Prime Minister. A change in the constitution would protect that voice for future generations and will be a first for Indigenous Australians. Law Professor Megan Davis, one of the key figures behind the Uluru Statement, says a voice to Parliament is the best way to significantly improve the lives of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
The voice is all about removing us as a political football. It's about taking us out of the realm of political ideology and placing us in another spot where we don't have to worry about going cap in hand to Canberra every 3 years and begging. It is about removing us from that politics so we can have a more durable and sustainable and long-term view in our communities of what we need to do and what we need to get done. So the voice to Parliament is an enabling provision that sets up into the Constitution the power for the Commonwealth to pass a law that creates a First Nations voice, and that will be done after the referendum and after a comprehensive process of consultation has occurred.
Professor Saunders asserts that it is a significant step in filling a gap in Australia's national story. Omar Bello, SBS News.